In today's Old Testament reading, the prophet Jeremiah was lamenting to the Lord. And he was lamenting to the Lord because the prophet Jeremiah was called and chosen to be a messenger between God and the people of Israel. But the people of Israel did not want to hear his message. They mocked him, they ridiculed him, they laughed at him, they called him names. And he was so frustrated that he wanted to say to God, I don't want anything to do with being a prophet. I don't want to have to deal with these Israelites anymore because they're not listening to me. They're treating me poorly. But what does he do? In today's reading we hear he says, you duped me, God. Because in the heart of Jeremiah, he knew the truth of the message of God and that he was God's vessel to be an intermediary between God and the people. And he knew his conviction to the truth of God's message for the people. And even though he went through great ridicule, great persecution, he remained truthful to God and to the truth of the message that God wanted him to reveal to the people. He had a cross to carry, but he chose to carry it with dignity, with honor, and with grace, because he was true to God, and God knew his heart that he wanted to be true to God and to the people, even though they treated him poorly. And then we come to today's gospel reading, and Jesus reveals to the disciples and to Peter his mission, that he's going to be persecuted, put under trial, carry his cross, and be crucified. But Peter did not want to hear it. You see, persecution started about 400 years before Christ. And during that period, persecution and crucifixion were seen as a mockery, were seen as a defeat, were viewed as being weak and very, very lowly. And Peter knew that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. And in knowing that, he thought he should rise above that. But Jesus is true to the mission and true to his faithfulness to God the Father. And he knows what he's going to have to endure because of the fallen state of our parents, Adam and Eve, that he's going to undergo this cruel treatment, this persecution and death for our salvation. So he hung on the cross for our salvation. But Peter didn't quite get the message. But Jesus is saying to us today is that we all have a cross to carry. Some of our crosses are bigger than others. Some of us can keep our crosses under facade of a smile or a gesture that others do not see the pain and agony that we endure. But we all are carrying a cross of some sort. In our Christian community here, there are many crosses among us, even here today. We have our live stream being watched by those at home who, because of their health, because of anxiousness, or some other reason, are unable to join us. And they're being persecuted in a way because they want to be here, but yet they can't because of their health or another circumstance. There are many among us who have lost a loved one, either recently or years ago, and we still agonize and miss that loved one. There are others among us who have marriages that maybe aren't quite what they would like, and they carry that cross. Or they have children or grandchildren who have left the faith or have gotten involved in substance abuse. There are young people among us who do not feel like they fit in at school, and they feel ridiculed or awkward. You see, we all have some form of cross we're carrying, but Christ has called us together, and because of us being a Christian community, He's asking us to help carry each other's cross. That's what we're here for today, is to help carry each other's cross. In the second reading, St. Paul talks about making it a sacrifice, making our lives a sacrificial gift of carrying our cross. And so that's what we're all, each invited to do here, is to help carry each other's cross, but also to invite the Lord to help carry our cross. He's willing to help us, but we have to initiate. He's not always going to come and read our mind. He wants us to initiate his need in our lives. He wants us to reach out and say, Lord, I know you're with me. I know you want to carry this cross with me. But he also wants us to reach out to each other in our Christian community. One small cross that I've been carrying was the agony of being a teacher at St. Mary's High School. And out of that, the Lord answered my prayer, because there's a teacher there that has the period before my class free. So he's helped me with navigating the computer internet system that they use at the school. And small things like attendance. Attendance used to be on a slip of paper and you hang it outside the door. That's how it was when I was in school. But now everything's on the computer. So the Lord has sent this person into my life. And the Lord sends people into our lives to help us with our burdens, with our cross that we need to carry. But again, he's inviting us to reach out to him and to each other, because we as a faith community are here to lean on each other. And that's what the Lord is asking us to do, to take up our cross and follow him. But he's not asking us to do it alone. And the beautiful thing we have here in the parish is our crucifix. And crucifix became common in the Catholic Church between the 4th and 6th century. And every home back in the centuries had a crucifix. And I'm sure most of us have a crucifix in our home, or several. But if you don't, I invite you to have crucifixes put up throughout your house. Because it's a symbol for us of the Lord's great mercy, his love, and that he's reaching out to us with his stretched out hands. He's reaching out to say, you're not carrying your crosses alone. I'm with you, and I have sent people into your lives to help carry that cross. So it's just a good reflection for us to be reminded throughout the day, we're not in it alone. We have each other, and we have the Lord.